Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. Michael, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser.
So, Michael, we speak with the council each and every week to find out what is going on. And, of course, the budget, something we've been talking about the past couple of weeks, that is continuing on.
Yeah, so things are progressing very, very rapidly towards the end of financial year now. And one of the things that council has given a commitment to the community about and has undertaken is to make sure that we get as much information out there as possible with the circumstances around coronavirus. It has changed how we've had to put our budget together and the community consultation. And one of the things that we're doing at the moment is we're running a series of budget workshops. These are information sessions for the details contained within the budget, where the money's being spent, how we're doing it. And we're discussing things like our obligations under the local government act here in New South Wales for the performance ratios, etc. So part of those workshops is discussing that information. Workshops were held in Balranald yesterday. Thank you very much for the attendees at those workshops. Today we are going to be heading across to Euston to meet with community members over there in Euston. And tomorrow we're heading all the way up to Clare to speak with rural community members to the northern part of our shire. While we're out there, we're going to do a few road inspections, etc. So it'll be great to get out there, speak to our rural community members and go through those workshops. If anyone in the community has an interest to attend these workshops, please give us a call. We'll get your name in a time slot so that you can attend the workshops and we'll go through the information for you there. We still do have spots available, so please give us a call and we will fit you in. This is just part of a process moving forward, Fraser. We've recently reviewed our community engagement strategy, which is out for consultation. One of the other ones is our hardship policy. So we put together a hardship policy so many years ago, and we just recently reviewed it to look at the coronavirus and the impacts on our businesses there. The policy is currently out on public exhibition for feedback with those amendments. Now, we've had quite a few of our local businesses ask, what are we going to do to support them during these tough times? And the first thing I'll say is the Office of Local Government New South Wales has put a freeze on interest on overdue debt that is owed to council. So there's going to be a freeze on that interest. But also, council has put that hardship policy together that community members, businesses will be able to apply for some relief from council. And I strongly encourage that for those businesses out there that are doing it tough, have a look at the policy and go through it, put in a submission, and that's the only way we'll be able to help you. So,
Michael, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much, Fraser. You have a lovely day.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council there, Michael Kitzelman.